Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
How's your Thanksgiving?
It was good. How about you?
It was great.
Yeah?
Lots of family members, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of cleanup.
Right.
Exactly. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board. No items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or Relay Nevada toll-free 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from the Laughlin Town Manager's Office at 702-298-0828 and will be available at the county's website at www.clarkcountynevada.gov. The board members, Kyle Myers, Chair, Donna Moore, Vice Chair, Martin Batchelor, Ellie Deaver, Janice Gostecki, Secretary Tammy Harris, and County Liaison Dr. Brian Paulson. I call this meeting to order. I leave the invocation to the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go on to roll call. Kyle Myers, here. Donna Moore.
Here.
Martin Batchelor.
Here.
Ellie Deaver.
Here.
Janice Gostecki.
Here.
Thank you. Moving on to public comment. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. On to the approval of the minutes from November 13th, 2019.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from November 13th, 2019.
I have a second for the motion.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the agenda for December 11th, 2019, and we'll combine or delete any items. We have a motion to approve the agenda.
I motion to accept the agenda for December 11th, 2019.
I second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to informational items. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Hello, Officer James Cooler with Metro. In the Searchlight area. We have some statistics from last month. Calls for service was 12 up here in Searchlight. That's doubled. In October it was 12. For November it doubled. Up to 24 calls for service up here. We issued 158 citations, 7 other citations not related to traffic. We had one adult domestic violence arrest up here. We had 7 other arrests that was generated out here in Searchlight. And we had one juvenile citation that was issued.
Any questions for SOC 5 officer from the board? Any from the public? Thank you, officer.
Thank you.
Received a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. No one from Highway Patrol is here. Received a report from Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Susan Landsiedel, 701 State Highway 164, Crease Mobile Home Park, Space 55. Last name L-A-N-D-S-E-A-D-E-L. For the month of November, we had 15 medical, 4 auto accidents, 3 fire with a total of 22 runs. On a good note, Station 75 received from Clark County a Rural Division Fire Station of the Year. We have, our engine had 51 calls, and our rescue had 250 calls. One of our firemen, Jimmy Bowie, who's a fireman and an EMT, made Firefighter of the Year.
Congratulations to the fire department and Jimmy Bowie. Thank you for all that you guys do for us. Received a report from Gabby Villafuerte with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. Gabby is not here tonight, so Ellie's going to go ahead and read the report provided.
Okay, for November 2019, they used 4.15 million gallons pumped versus November 2018, where 5.69 million gallons were pumped. For 2000, Searchlight used 1.5 million gallons less than in 2018, the same month. One main broke on Cottonwood Cove on November 18th. A rock poked a hole in the PVC main. Distribution crews repaired the main and returned it to service later that day.
Thank you, Ellie. Moving on, receive a report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Mr. Turner is also not here tonight, and that report will be read by Donna Moore.
The Searchlight for statistics for November 2019 treated an average of 36,000 gallons per day. A year ago, November 2018, it had an average of 47,000 gallons per day. So it decreased by 11,000 gallons per day from this time last year. The sewer service complaints, there was none for November 2019. There were 6 call before you dig Searchlight tickets issued for November 2019. There was a flow chart that is attached that everybody should pick it up at the back if they'd like to see additional information.
Received a report from Patrick Nierman with the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns. Looks like Mr. Nierman is not here tonight, so we have no report provided. Received a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Richard DeClerc, Clark County Parks and Recreation Program Supervisor. Some statistics for our programs in November 2019. We ran 24 programs, had a total of 441 program visits, and a total building use of this facility of 843. Some upcoming special events. Friday, December 20th is the Searchlight Holiday Parade. It'll be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Parade participants need to confirm with the Parks and Rec office, which would be Michelle Brown, just confirm that they're going to be in it, so we have a list of kind of how many people are going to be involved. The parade lineup will start around 4:15 p.m. in the empty lot between the Rebel and Denny's. The parade route has been extended this year to cover more of the town, so it should be a little bit longer of a parade also. The parade will end here at the community center. We'll do a building lighting ceremony. We'll have the whole front area decorated. We added about 1,000 more lights this year from last year, so we're pretty excited about that. We'll have some cookies, hot chocolate, some cookie decorating, a craft, and we're going to do a toy raffle this year. We are doing a toy drive in Laughlin right now through our senior center for that event right now. And then we're going to try to get as many toys as we can. The goal is to have enough toys for every single kid that comes. We're not 100% sure if that's going to happen. Right now we have a plan for a raffle, but if we end up with enough toys for, you know, 30 kids coming, we end up with 30 toys, that's ideal. In the past couple years, we've done a present raffle, and the kids win a present that they can give to their parents. Just because a lot of the stuff we got wasn't really kid appropriate. It was t-shirts and different kinds of, you know, things for your kitchen and stuff. So this year we decided we'd try to do it with some toys. Updates. So the Searchlight Park basketball court is completed. I did the walkthrough on that on Monday. So that was signed off by RPM and Parks and Recreation. So that court is complete. Currently, I think the fencing is still up. It's supposed to be off by next week. So if it's not, then we'll get in contact with the contractor for the fencing, get that down. But it should come down, I was told, Friday. So it's really nice. We got a couple extra things in there so we can do our tie downs for inflatables when we have them in there. So I was pretty happy with it. All nice new stuff. So and our last update is on the Searchlight CDBG project. That project will be presented to the CDAC committee in January. There is a presentation next week, but all of the Clark County Parks and Recreation projects are being presented in the January meeting, which I want to say is January 11th, but I'm not 100% sure. So our management analyst and his assistant will present those projects to the CDAC committee, and hopefully at the end of the month we get some money to build a building. We won't get it at the end of the month. Hopefully they vote on it at the end of the month. So, any questions for us?
No? Any from the audience? Okay. Thank you, Rich.
Thanks.
Received a report from Kelly Carlson with the Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Kelly Carlson, CARLSON, Searchlight Library. Continuing, where children's activities are going to be Tuesdays and Wednesdays after school. We have snacks and open play on Tuesdays, and the rec crew comes in on Wednesdays. We continue to have our educational and craft programs on Thursdays after school. Tomorrow, December 12th, we're creating tie pillows. Those would be pillows that you tie together. Next week on December 19th, 4-H is going to be here with some fun games. And since this is the last library day before the kids' winter break, we're also going to have our holiday party with sweets and good cheer. Be sure to stop by after 3 if you want a holiday-themed cupcake, or if you want to see my infamous cats in Santa hats holiday festive wear, which is something that is not to be missed. Kids are welcome during the school break to come by for snacks and open play any day that we're open, but we are not going to have any special programming from December 24th through January 2nd. Our annual winter reading challenge will begin on January 2nd and continue through January 31st. We will have 3 $25 Amazon gift card prizes, one for each of our age categories. Today we completed an in-branch reading contest that was special for Searchlight, spotlighting our new easy reader and graphic novel collections. 3 winners were selected from students who read a book and turned in either a written book report or a verbal book report. And last week we had our first older kids, which would be grades 6 through 12, 4-H meeting. We're keeping the session short for the next 6 weeks or so due to the early sunset, so we can get them out before it's too dark. And they're going to be doing an advanced robotics unit starting in January. On the adult activity side, book club, our next meeting is going to be next Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. in the library. We're going to take a break for the holidays until Tuesday, January 7th, and see me for details on that if you want to find out what books we're reading. Sip and Paint will be tomorrow this month. We have graciously allowed Miss Allie to take some time off to go to a family wedding, and so we had to move some dates around. So tomorrow here, 1:30 p.m., we're painting a Santa picture. And next month, we resume our regular Sip and Paints by the schedule on the fourth Thursday of the month. Once again, no experience is necessary. She leads you through from beginning to end on the pictures, and all supplies are provided free by the library. In general news, Census 2020 is still looking for people to apply to be census takers, door knockers essentially. I do have more information in the library. They were here today, and they are willing to come back if necessary for people to sign up. That will be $15 an hour to do that. There are some minimum requirements. Again, please see me in the library if you need any more information on that. We do still have the Discovery Museum passes. Each pass will allow four people to go into the Children's Discovery Museum in Las Vegas for free. You can check out two passes at a time so that you can take a total of eight people if you wanted, and those passes are checked out for 3 weeks so that you have a little bit of time to get there if you want. There is still a big waiting list for those, so if you're interested, either go online and make a reservation for yourself or see me and I will put one on hold for you. Closures district-wide, Tuesday, December 24th, for Christmas Eve, all library branches will be closed. Wednesday, December 25th, for Christmas Day, all library branches will be closed. The following week, on New Year's Eve, Tuesday, December 31st, all library branches will close at 5 p.m. and then remain closed through New Year's Day, and everybody will be open again on January 2nd. As always, our Facebook page will keep you up to date. And I have included a couple flyers on the wall next to the llama there. If you have any interest in seeing what paintings we're doing with Sip and Paint. And we do have a Saturday craft coming up this Saturday for all ages. Just a little painting that we're going to do. It's geared towards kids, but anybody can come. And so there's a flyer for that as well. Any questions?
Any questions for Ms. Kelly tonight, folks? Any from the board?
Excellent.
Thank you, Kelly. Received a report from Mike Jackson with Southern Nevada Transit Coalition regarding the status of the Silver Rider bus system.
Hello, Anna Tuamo, T-A-L-A-M-O. I am the Director of Operations for Southern Nevada Transit. Mr. Jackson had to go out of town, so he asked me to come, and he has given me his report to go over for you. On the Las Vegas Express, for the last quarter, September had 292 rides, August was 315, July was 291. With the Searchlight Express, there was 34 in September, 40 in August, and 44 in July. An update on our new vehicles, we have finally received two of the new 14 passenger cutaway vans. We received them on October 16th of 2019. We are currently painting and prepping them for service. As you know, in Laughlin, we do not use the RTC colors. They're in the Silver Rider, so the vehicles are in the process of getting marked that way. The bus shelter that is at the park that was recently brought to our attention that was there, Mr. Jackson is currently in negotiations with the county to determine what to do with it. Right now, we went ahead and changed the roof panels. We had some material left over from some of the bus shelters in Laughlin, and we would like to use it for the express route so that we'd have a location to pick up and drop persons off. Let's see, we're waiting to find out about the maintenance and the upkeep, and we do not want the liability or the daily needs, such as emptying the trash. So I'm not sure which person he's speaking to. In regards to events and community outreach, we did the trunk and treat. They took a 40-foot bus, took a lot of the seats out, and made it a haunted house for kids to go through. A lot of our family members at Silver Rider participated, got dressed up and jumped out and scared people. Then we had our first annual rodeo. And if you notice it's spelled incorrect, what we did is we made it like a fun employee appreciation where you drove a 40-foot bus or a cutaway vehicle through obstacles to win prizes. It was a lot of fun. Everyone in management took a turn at the pie booth. So it was a way for the employees to throw pies at management. Yes, I was covered from head to toe in vanilla pudding. They purposely got vanilla pudding because I despise vanilla pudding. So it was a lot of fun, and a lot of employees got some of their frustrations out. We look forward to doing it on an annual basis. In the handout, there are some pictures. Another outreach we did was the health fair, which was at the Aquarius and the Colorado Bell. We also did shop with the cop, as you know, we had a 40-foot bus come here to a Searchlight. The driver came from Mesquite, came, picked everyone up, and then we went and did the shop with the cop. As far as safety and security, there was no incidents to report at this time.
I guess no questions tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Janice Kostecki, the Searchlight Senior Center, regarding current and upcoming activities.
As far as the Senior Center goes, tomorrow night we're having taco soup and our regular salad bar. And we'd like to see everybody there. We've been having a good turnout. We want to keep that going. We will be closed December 24th and 25th, but on the day after Christmas, we will be having Christmas dinner, ham with all the trimmings, and bingo afterwards at 6 o'clock. So we look forward to seeing you all there. That's all that's going on right now.
Any questions for Janice? Thank you, Janice. This is a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. Unfortunately, I was a little under the weather last month, so I didn't make any reports. I did want to thank Public Works for being so on top of the washed out roads during the rains that we had. That was pretty awesome. Does anybody have anything they would like to share with me or report? Okay. All right. Thank you. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Any announcements out there? Not tonight? Okay. All right, moving on. Planning and zoning. UC19-0809- Joining Riley Gentry use permits for the following: one, to allow agricultural livestock, large horses, and agriculture livestock, small chickens, prior to a principal use. To allow an increase in the number of agricultural livestock, large horses, and three, allow accessory agricultural buildings prior to a principal use. Waiver of development standards for the following: one, fence height; two, fence setback on 0.2 acres in an R-T manufactured home residential zone, generally located on the south side of Encinita Street and the west side of Lincoln Street within Searchlight, for possible action through the Planning Commission on January 7th, 2020. The applicant is here. Have anything to speak on the item? Would the applicant like to speak on the item?
Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. I don't know if there's anything anybody wants to know. I know everybody's seen the plan or can go and access it and see what it is. Any questions? What do you want to?
Does anybody have any questions about the application, the zoning application? Would like to speak?
Questions or speak?
Speak.
Either or. Come on up.
My name is Diane Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, 185 Surprise Street, and I'm here in rejection of what they're wanting to do. And I spent 2 days calling as many property owners as I possibly could, and everybody does not want this to happen. I sent many of the emails to Clark County already and said that we don't want this. And I would also, while I'm here, and I don't know if it's appropriate time, but I would like to get on the agenda that we talk about Title 30 so we can amend it if there is something in there that says there can be horses in the center of town, because no one in this community wants it. Thank you.
And is there a reason why?
Thank you, Ms. Kendall. Is anybody else who'd like to speak, sir?
Gary Homers, K-O-N-E-R-S. I live at 500 State Route 164, and I own a piece of property on Cottonwood Cove. I stand in opposition to this proposal. I'm here to say it's inappropriate to have that kind of agriculture and animals in basically a residential area. So that's that.
Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else in the audience who'd like to speak on this item? Oh, Denise, oh, John. Denise.
Denise Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And I oppose it simply because I don't want my property is right there. It backed up to the property she's talking about. And I don't want it. I don't want the flies, I don't want the smell, I don't want the hassle. I'm against it.
Thank you, Denise. Joan?
I want to make it clear, I'm not against horses.
State your name and address for the record.
Joan Messenbrink, M-E-S-E-N-B-R-I-N-K, 324 South Montana Street. I just want to clear, I'm not against the horses, but in a location next to the park and the playground, I am a little concerned. I would like to see children with chances to be active with horses, but in a location outside of town. I'm sure that Reggie has other properties that are close to town, that this could be a possibility in the future, but I'm against it in the community down to, almost downtown Searchlight.
Thank you, John.
Susan Landseedel, L-A-N-D-S-E-A-D-E-L, 701 State Highway 164, Crees Mobile Home Park. If you're going to not have the horses in town and the chickens, there are other farm animals in town. So you need to kind of look at that too. Pigs, they're worse than a horse.
Thank you, Sue.
Jennifer Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, owner of Crees Mobile Home Park. I live in Henderson, Nevada. I'm just curious what this is about. Why do you want to have horses and chickens? What are you going to do with them?
Would you like to respond right now?
Well, chicken farm animals, everything has been approved and been in residential areas forever. This town used to have a lot of that. I still have horses. There are on the outside of town, but I want them more where they're accessible, where I can do more with them and stuff like that. I ride. We have roping in our family. It's just a pleasure.
Thank you.
They're a stress reliever. They're just great to have. So.
And the chickens?
Chickens for eggs.
No, eat the eggs. Protein.
And just. Chickens, have fun to watch chickens.
Is there anybody else in the audience who'd have any questions or comments about the zoning item application? Okay. Anybody from the board who would like to speak on this item?
I definitely would like to speak on it. I'm opposed to it. Number one, I was raised with horses, had livestock, fully familiar with it. I don't believe the horses or the chickens should be in the middle of town. Of having less than a quarter of an acre is a very small area. It's against the county code. Currently, the code is on one animal, one horse per 10,670 square feet. So you are way, you're asking for a big exception to that. Yeah, another question I would ask is, we have no riding paths in town. So how would you ride when you're talking about roping?
Please step up to the podium.
I wouldn't be roping them in town.
but there's lots of public land adjacent to all the city streets or the town streets. We're not in a city.
Right, so you would have to cross the main highway to get a license.
No, I could go right out of my backyard and be in the desert in less than 2 minutes and could ride all day long wherever I wanted out there. It's public land for public use.
Another question I have is you're asking for 700 square feet for 10 chickens? So that seems an awful amount, a big chicken coop. The current standard would be probably somewhere around 100 square feet for 10 chickens.
It was just made, when I put my plan together, that's just the space. So I just lined it out to fill the space. I did make the chicken coop bigger than most chicken coops would be, but who wants to be boxed up in a little bitty box?
Well, I'm opposed to it. I would suggest you keep the horses down where they're currently at, which is down at the stables.
Well, so. I don't see anything wrong with it. And like I said, it's not anything that's not code. I've gone over everything with planning. I own the property adjacent to it, which makes it more property. The property is going to have an area for exercising the animals in the property. And then for riding or getting out with them, it'll be out in the open areas of the public land.
Some of the concerns are a minimum of 15 youth of your family members all going to be on the property at any given time.
No, it's just I have that many that show interest now coming up from anywhere from 2 to 16 that I would educate and teach them to be around the animals. They would be the ones around the animals.
Again, my recommendation would be to have it outside the city limits that we have here. That
we're
not have
cities.
We're
not a city.
Well,
we're
our town area, our square mileage.
In the cities, you have them in people's backyards all over the place as well.
Typically half acre or more.
In the city. And it's only 10,000 square feet that it's recommended to be on.
Yeah.
No, it's 7,500 for one, but with the whole lot, it ends up being over 30,000, and it's code to have four on the property.
I would still recommend not approval of it. So.
Thank you, Donna. Is there anybody else from
yes.
the board who would like to make a comment or speak on this zoning?
Yes, I do. First of all, this is for your family. Your family can go outside where they were before. This town does not need the horse going down the street because there is public lands. That is true, but you would have to go through the street. There are children in this town that don't deserve this, that your family gets something else, and they see these horses. And there's also things about horse flies. Okay, people in this town, before I came this evening, I had plenty of people tell me, and I can give you their names, that do not want this in this town. It should be outside, because this is a township. It should be outside and get another property or go to the place you are at. This is not fair to this town that we have to put up with what you want. Thank you.
Well, it's not fair to be only what
please
you
step
want.
Up to the speaker's podium. Is there anybody else from the board who would like to make a comment or question or concern about this zoning item? This time I'd like to abstain from the vote, being it related to the family on the application. And now I'm going to turn it over to Don.
So we're going to take a vote on the passing of this, on whether or not we want to pursue it for it to go further into the Planning Commission. So can I get a vote?
Motion first.
Sorry, motion first for the vote.
I'd like to make a motion we vote on this proposal.
I second it.
Thank you. Janice? Can I get your...
Is it a motion to approve? Or
it's a motion to approve.
Okay. Approve what?
Well, we're approving on whether or not we're going to sign that says that we approve for her to move forward on the application.
Confused now.
That's attached.
Yeah.
Either, I think you need a motion either to approve or deny the application.
Okay. Does I want to make a motion to approve or deny the application?
One or the other.
We have a motion to approve.
Okay, then you're approving the chicken.
Okay, are we approving it?
No.
So I need to say.
Who made the original motion?
Do you motion to approve?
What do you make?
The motion is to approve.
Okay.
You approve it?
No.
Okay, so you're motioning, you're approving.
To deny.
Deny. Deny. Deny. Deny. Deny. Deny. Deny. Deny. Deny. Deny. Deny.
Deny.
So it would be all in favor of denial?
Aye.
Aye.
So it's 4-0, reply.
4-0, denying.
Ready?
I think you need to give a reason why you deny it, for the record.
Okay, for denial, for the record, I think it's more of the town doesn't want it in the middle of town. We're not opposing that you have horses or chickens outside the area that where you're at, so.
I abstained, but I suggest each member to give a reason for their denial of the, application.
Planning and zoning will want to know the reasons why.
Sure.
I listened to the, everybody who came up to the podium and talked. Ellie mentioned she had spoken to several people before the meeting. I grew up around horses. I personally don't think less than a quarter of an acre is appropriate for four horses. That's a very small amount of room. It doesn't really give them a lot of room to exercise. Then you also have noise and odor factor.
Which can be controlled.
That was not shown, not spoken in regards to at all. But not for the, size of the, property for four horses.
But it's not just that's that amount with the other.
Please step up to the speaker's podium if, you'd like to speak.
Otherwise, we're just giving reasons. This is a.
Yeah.
Ellie?
Okay, my reasons is I do not believe it should be in town, and I do believe it would be, you might not like the word, a threat to other people who live around here. You may feel that way, but this town feels differently.
Janice?
It's hard for me because I had horses. I've never had horses all my whole life. But I lived on 5 acres, and our corrals were as clean as the rest of the yard, and there were still flies. So I have a real concern with them being here in town. Like I said, even as clean as we kept our corrals, there's the flies and the odor. I'm sorry.
Saying that there's not litter of dogs in your backyard creates flies too.
All right, thank you, everybody. Moving on to general business. There is none tonight. Comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Any comments by the general public? Judy?
Judy Bendorf, Grant Bus Road. I spoke with the officer that was here earlier. Apparently there has been another theft of property and a break-in in a vacant home on Grandpa's Road. People who own the property live in Phoenix, and another relative's in Boulder City. The neighbors reported it to them. They said, no, nothing's supposed to be leaving that property. We know a utility trailer of some sort was stolen that had oil drums on it plus gas cans. Another trailer was taken apart almost down to the 95, but the tires were all flat, and they drug it off in the desert, and the family came and did get that and returned it to the property. But just heads up if you're seeing activity outside of town where there shouldn't be activity. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Is there anybody else who'd like to make a comment? Anybody else tonight? All right, next meeting date is January 15th, 2020.
Next year.
Next year. I'll see you guys next year.
See you next year.
Everybody have happy holidays. Make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.